indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome to 33 episodes of Hacker Voice Radio. On the 23rd of September 2005.
Five.
Welcome to Planet Lay.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
How's it going there, mate?
Yeah, very well, actually. Not.
You sound like a happy bunny.
Yeah, I'm alright, you know.
Yeah, cool.
All I need is my crack. I need in this world is...
Where's my crack pack?
My crack, bitch. Oh, man. At least it's Friday and I don't have to fucking work tomorrow.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell me you have to.
Yeah.
You don't fuck off.
No, honestly.
Why?
Somebody fucked up at work, and it wasn't me.
Oh.
We did a job about a week ago. I said, we can't deliver it like this. It will just come back.
Yeah.
And they said, no, fuck it, deliver it. I said, well, I've warned you. And it came back. You know, the client said, that shit, yeah. Do it again. So I've got to go in tomorrow to do it again.
What is that? What you have to do?
It's just some audio recording.
Ah,
but
right.
The guy we use is only available on Saturdays.
Yeah, right.
So I've got to record him tomorrow.
Oh, fuck's sake.
You know, pain in the ass. But,
well, are you getting overtime for that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I shall fiddle me hours as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've got the keys to open up and lock up.
Right.
So I shall open up, do the job.
And
go down
fall
the pub.
Asleep.
Yeah, go home for a bit. Tidy up.
Have a wank.
Yeah. Go back to work about 10 at night. Lock up.
Yeah.
To come home.
You spent 48 hours.
Yeah. So, oh, that was a busy day. God. Oh, well. You should have listened to me in the first place.
Yeah. Microsoft is 30 years old today.
Yay! Well done!
Yeah.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you, bastard! Why won't you fall over and die? Oh, man. Can you believe it? 30 years of that crap.
30 years. It's incredible, man.
Yeah. But it's amazing how quickly Linux has surpassed and moved on from... Windows, and Windows is still back touching the NT NT systems. You know, there's not much innovation recently that's happened.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've heard they're putting new games in with Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Finally replacing Solitaire.
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, well, you know... Well, what I have to say for, like, fucking Vista is, it's very nice eye candy, because I had a little bit of play around with it, but,
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it gets so annoying after a while, it's bloatware, it just fucking doesn't work properly like it should do. I don't know, it's a waste of time, frankly. I can say that for Debian as well, because it's taken me so long to fucking install the operating system, and I've still not got it to how I want it to be. So hopefully it will say to me, you know, oh, I'll do everything you want me to do without any problems, and I can change my mind about it.
I'm still waiting for a girl to say that to me.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
So no look on the Debian front.
No, it's working fine.
Yeah.
It's just certain things that I require as a standard don't want to fucking work.
Yeah.
You know, like USB. So that's basically.
I take it you've been all over their forums and stuff, seeing what's going on.
Nah, not at all.
All right.
I just saw it doesn't work, and then I started crying.
That's the hacker mind at work.
I saw it wouldn't work. I saw it picked it up and everything, you know. It wasn't like, it didn't recognize it. But it just wouldn't mount the fucking disc, so I was like, I just went into deep depression and and tried to see if fucking somebody else can sort out from like Onyx or
give it to Scobie or something.
Exactly, and
he did have a look
for it for something on there, and I tried that, but that didn't fucking work either.
This is the problem when you're first getting into Linux. This is the kind of shit I'm going through. You just go, I know how to fix this. Yeah. No, wait. I know how to fix this in Windows. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
Yeah. I saw something that looked very similar to a registry hive, but then I found out very quickly that it wasn't. I thought, ooh, a registry hive. I know how to fucking, you know, fuck around with this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no, it's completely fucking different. And I'm like, banging my head, because it's I wouldn't have taken this step if I thought I wasn't comfortable with it. And I am comfortable with Linux right, you know, now. It's just certain things like this, like when, you know, a library dependency comes up that's like UFQ version 7.0 is incompatible with, you know, ZQlib, blah, blah, blah. And I've got absolutely no fucking idea what this is or what it's meant to do. You know, why it's there and why it's not working and how the fuck am I going to be able to get it to work? But luckily I'm not having the amount of problems that I had with Mandrake, where it was just like, it was such a pain in the ass to install anything and to get anything working apart from what it was currently on the operating system.
Weird.
But I did have a fuck around with Overclockix today.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It looks really nice if you configure it right for yourself. The default kind of settings are like as if somebody was like fucking, I don't know, slapped in the face with a baseball bat and tried to design this thing and did it in immense pain, like as quick as you could. No offense to the guy that did
that. They did it while they were waiting for the ambulance.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you do fuck around with it, change the settings on it. There's some really nice little kind of eye candy and stuff. Although the mouse pointer pisses me off so much. It looks like one of those stupid themes you download off like fucking spyware, you know?
Yeah.
Those huge like dildo fucking points.
You got a cock and balls instead of an arrow.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, so you want to fuck around with that as well. I don't know if I'm going to be too happy about doing a hard disk install of it, because I forgot my two hard disks. And the one I currently have is just a piece of shit, and it's currently running Nopix off of it, so... Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Oh!
Yeah.
No, we were talking about last night.
Uh-huh.
The getting a touchscreen into a car.
Oh, yeah.
Running on a little Linux installation.
Yeah.
I've ordered some parts for that.
Oh, have you?
So, yep.
Cool.
I've bit the bullet and the project is going forward. So, I reckon this will be a piece of piss. Honest to God. Because I did a couple of Google searches for touchscreens.
Yeah.
And found a couple of shit sites. But then I found one, and they're basically touchscreens that are meant to go into cars. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like the kind of gear that's meant to be used for this project anyway.
Yeah.
I thought, right, if I take one of those, get one of those motherboards I bought last week, yeah, that'll work with that. Do that. Yeah, it can boot from USB, yeah. Flash memory. I can't see a problem.
Yeah.
Of course, cool, so this will probably change 2 weeks from now when I'm crying on the show. So it won't install.
What, like I'm doing now?
Yeah. You'll be able to take the piss out of me then.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't stop me doing it right now anyway, so... You know.
The hardware side of things looks easy as pie.
Alright.
Well, I think you just got to tidy it up a bit.
We can work on it when you come down if you want. I don't know if you're bringing your wheels.
I should be.
Yeah.
I want to.
Yeah.
But London is a horrible, horrible place to drive in.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
All one way here and it's all chock full of cockneys and bus lanes, taxis pulling out and everyone's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's why I normally take the train. But I do want to bring some down to the THV con.
Do you want to bring something what, sorry?
I do want to bring a bit of equipment down to the THV con.
Cool.
Just in case anyone needs anything, a few spare leads, Cat5 cables, so on and so forth. Just so, if we're about to do something cool, and someone's about to say, hey, look, I've got something to fucking show you guys. This. Oh, I need a Cat5 cable.
Yeah.
You know, we've got like a dozen hackers standing in the room all going, oh, I haven't got one. That's no good. So I thought I'd bring some gear down just in case, you know.
Sure. Yeah, man, that'd be good, because I don't know how much physically I'll be able to carry. I always bring quite a lot of stuff when I go through these kind of things. Also, I know that Scobie's going to be bringing down my motherboard and all those various other assortments of craziness.
Cool.
Yep. So, yeah, I think that'll be good, man.
People well, it should be.
Yeah.
You know, if it all goes according to plan. So, I guess we'll see on the day. Which is October the 7th and the 8th, the Freemason Arms somewhere in London.
Yeah.
WC2, is it?
Yeah.
Aha.
I'm going to give out my phone number again.
Oh, yeah.
My temporary number for anyone who wishes to call for directions or just a chat.
Or hot phone sex.
Yeah. It's 07840-454-093. And that's a temporary number that you can call me on. I can't call you back because I'm not going to fucking put any money on it. That'll be fucking stupid.
Cool.
Yeah, but yeah, whatever, man. Just call me. Sorry, I'm just a bit... Yeah, man, it's been a bad day.
You sound like you've had a long day.
I've had a fucking long day, yeah.
Oh well, it's Friday.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, I got a text message.
Somebody... Is it on the new number?
Yeah, on the new number.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because I just turned it on. Oh, it's fucking 02. Within 30 days, enjoy one ringtone, one game, and one photo card. Revolution content excluded. Terms and conditions at 02. Fuck off. Fucking spam. Let's see if anyone's called me.
I don't know what I've done wrong, but all I get is porno spam on my mobile. It's like, call hot girls in your area now.
Wow, that's cool.
Fuck!
It's like a vibrator, man.
God, I thought the TARDIS was coming in then.
Yeah. Let me try that shit again. Oh, you weenus. It's probably going to say, like, you have to, like, pay to do 1471. Ah, no information. Fair enough. Nobody loves me.
That's me playing the violin.
Okay.
It's good, isn't it?
God damn. Oh, fuck.
What?
I just realised what an arse of a day I've had.
It's still sinking in now.
Yeah, man.
Oh dear.
That's how bad it was. Yeah, record labels release software to combat piracy.
Bastards.
Looks like the IFPI representatives are pushing a new piece of software to delete file sharing programs. Pardon me.
You're listening to Sleepy Radio.
Putting you to sleep.
Since 1982.
Yeah. Oh man, I need some drum and bass to wake me up.
Ooh, yeah. That's the kind of medicine Daddy likes.
Yeah. Something about searching for computers and movies to remove any illegal copies. So basically, it's a program that will dump itself on your computer. Hello, right. You're live on Acker Voice Radio.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I'm getting echo actually.
Oh, okay. Is that any better?
I've just turned my radio down.
Ah, that'll be why.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize you were live until someone said Friday or something. It's Friday.
Yeah, well, we're live from Monday to Friday every day.
Right.
Yeah.
I've actually just found out about your site and stuff. Actually, I found out, you know, through Binary Revolution.
That's right. Yeah.
It's pretty good actually. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're glad you've rung in and that you appreciate
our crappy little effort to bring you hacker news.
Yeah. It's quite funny. I was listening when some Scottish guy rang in sounding not too happy.
Yeah. Oh, that guy's a wanker. Ignore him.
He just kind of rang in, didn't he, and mumbled something and then, yeah. Like,
well, he said that his motherboard went black.
Yeah.
And that he needed some sex.
Right.
And he was offering money for Planet Lave's services. So we came to an arrangement on the 7th that they two will get like half an hour in the bedroom and I'll be...
Have you been pimping me out again?
Yes, I'm sorry. Oh, man. Well, yeah, I mean, today's episode is pretty much unplanned.
Right.
Because I think, well, I'm speaking for myself here, but I've had a pretty fucking obnoxious day. So, yeah, welcome to the show.
Right, so, I mean, I haven't ever heard actually any technical stuff from your show, really, like, but I'm not really bothered, to be honest.
Mm. Well, I mean, we've had a few episodes which were very focused on either Xbox modification, internet, telephones, networking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we have phases of really strong kind of technical content, and then we have phases of absolutely nothing. And sometimes we have these mad kind of episodes where nothing is planned, but then it just turns out so content filled because, you know, it's weird.
I'd expect it to be like that anyway, you know. It's just funny to listen to, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, content's not important, really. As long as, like, you're having a good time and that is it.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
I'm actually doing the, you know, the CCNN networking course at the moment.
Right, okay.
But it's a lot of poo, to be honest. It's full of pointless jargon, you know. I mean, I personally find much better information on the net, but they overcomplicate things, you know, to give the qualification credibility and stuff.
Of course, yeah.
It's just pointless, but it has to be done at the end of the day, so...
Mm. Yeah, it's one of the basic things you can do to kind of certify yourself is take these Muppet exams.
Yeah.
The best kind of formal qualification you could have would be a practical exam.
Yeah.
In a test lab. But that's too expensive. And
well, I've got this Boson Netsim thing at home.
Yeah.
Which is it's crap. I mean, half the commands don't even work the way they should do and stuff, you know. But you can theoretically, you know, set up about 12 routers, you know, and network them all up, you know, through this net thing. But it's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wouldn't do it if I didn't feel that I had to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still, you know, it's giving something into my brain. It's not too bad. Mm.
Well, I've had a lot of experience with the Microsoft certifications,
yeah,
and CCNA and stuff like that. I don't know what you've done, Planet, or are you just.
I used to be in the army, you see.
Yeah.
And so I got out of the army and basically got into technical stuff.
Mm.
And so I'm relatively new to the tech, you know, the tech scene, really.
Sure.
And I've just spent the last couple of years learning Linux, you know, I'm learning to program and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I need to earn money at the end of the day as well, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Certification is necessary.
That's one of the hardest things in hacking is to balance, you know, your standard normal slave life and the hacking life as well, and it just,
yeah.
it's kind of hard to bring those
things
together.
I can understand that as well, you know, because it's a completely separate. Although it's, you know, technical stuff, it's a completely separate world, isn't it? Like working in the world of tech world and then what you do on your own time.
Exactly, yeah. It's just two different things.
I was thinking about coming down to London for that, you know, the October thing.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I might end up meeting some of you guys anyway.
Yeah, definitely. We're all going to be doing a few speeches, presentations, a few discussions, talks. I know Scoby, the Scottish guy, will be doing a Linux install fest, helping out any problems with any kind of Linux distributions or problems you might have with them. As yet, I haven't decided 100% on what I will do. I've heard a few things that Planet is planning to do, and it sounds very good. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, because there aren't that many things, meets and stuff like that in the UK either.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't like that many like meets in the UK for hackers and stuff.
There really aren't any at all, as far as I know, apart from 2600 meetings.
Which
is the reason why we decided to do this.
Yeah, it is a great thing, definitely. Because, I mean, you're basically tapping into an entire subculture which has always existed as long as the internet has had nowhere to congregate, you know, in this country type thing. From what I've read, anyway, like I say, I'm relatively new, but I've read a lot of history, you know, in my browsing. Yeah, I mean, it sounds a lot better in the States, you know, like all the meets over there and stuff. You know, you go to the DEF CON website and you can stream, you know, the presentations and stuff.
Sure.
Which is quite cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, America, they've got a lot of muscle over there to be able to do these kind of things, whereas not a lot. I mean, we either just go, oh, fuck it, I can't be bothered sort of thing, or... there isn't enough effort or time invested in a project, because something like this is kind of is quite on a large scale.
I can imagine it's quite resource draining.
Yeah,
as well,
it is very resource draining because you know we have to do an episode. Well, we don't have to, but for our own, I don't know what to call
our
it.
Own
but
kind
we,
of standards.
Yeah, exactly.
We try and do one every night.
Yeah, we try and do one every night, and we try and offer as much as we can to the community. Because my aim is for so that one day this will become so stable that I won't be able to have to babysit it anymore.
Yeah.
And I can kind of sit back a bit and do actually a lot more of hacking. instead of fucking around with my own projects, thinking up new things to fuck around with, and running the show.
Because you've got to earn a living as well at the same time as doing all this stuff, haven't you? You know.
Okay.
Got to try to.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow I'm going to be heading off to the Freemasons Arms to do some Wi-Fi scanning there to see if there's any networks that are vulnerable.
Cool.
So that we can, just to check if we have a network there.
If you get a chance, and if they let you into the area where we're going to hold the meeting,
yeah,
do a load of digital pics and send them to me, because I just want to get a lay of the land, you know.
Okay.
So if there's any other equipment I should bring, shit like that.
You know? I understand, yeah. Do you want me to bring my mic stand?
I'm going to get off and carry on listening, but you don't mind if I ring in every so often, eh?
I don't mind.
Not at all.
No? All right, yeah. Thanks a lot. Talking.
Cool.
See you later.
See.
Thanks for calling, bud.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah.
I think that was the newest member to our forums,
yes.
Fella who goes by the name of Scry.
Yeah.
I think I've got that right. Let me just double check.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, cool. Hey, I am the memory man. But thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. That is our first ever unplanned call-in.
Yeah.
This is working.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic.
I'm just so... I'm kind of disappointed now that I don't have the enthusiasm... the energy in me to be enthusiastic about it.
You're just knackered tonight, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm just so drained, man. Fucking... Debian has drained my resources. It really
has. How cool is that? Here's a guy who hears about us from BinRev, which is where we all started out.
Yeah.
Seems to like the show. And if you are still listening, mate, we should be coming up with some more content soon.
Yeah.
I'm personally writing a couple of things.
About porn.
About porn and wanking and bad jokes.
Yeah.
Which is my speciality. But I don't really want to take up like 20 minutes of the show until I do have kind of the research done and the backing and have it well written.
Yeah.
Or at least as well written as I can write it.
Because,
You know, if I was a writer, I won't be doing this. I'll be writing books and shit like that. Sitting on a big wad of cash, giggling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever you can write, I'm sure it'll be better written than my show was. About the networking 101 thing.
No, networking one was really cool, mate.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, okay.
It's such a cornerstone of the entire hacking thing and today, computing in general, that I just wanted to sit back and listen to it and make sure I knew most of it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's something you don't generally, like I said on the day, it's something you don't generally have to deal with day to day. But if you don't know it, then you're about fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
don't really. Also, everything that we'll bring you will be readily available on the internet itself, so you can research everything that we talk about. Anything that isn't either is too old or it's too obscure to find, we will be posting on the website so you can find it if it's a resource link or if it's a movie, a clip or a text document.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got plenty of space for now. So we'll put it all up there, links and stuff to more information and so on and so forth. So, yeah. Just thinking about the gig on the 7th. THVCon 2005. Woo!
Yeah, if anyone wants to donate cigarettes, greatly appreciated.
And or beer.
And or beer. I smoke a variety of cigarettes, and I drink a variety of beers. I'm not partial to anyone. I'd rather accept beer or cigarette donations more than financial donations. Because I was talking to Sapphire today, and she was like, shit, you're a celebrity now. You just get free drinks every time you go to these meetings.
Christ.
And I've noticed that. I've never actually paid for an alcoholic drink there, which is pretty good.
Weird.
Yeah. Why do you think it's weird?
I just think it's a good idea to do a radio show.
Yeah.
If there's free booze in it, I wish you'd told me that from the start.
Oh, well, that's why I did this, man. You think it was, oh, fucking, you think it
I'm
was
in it for the beer.
Yeah, I was in it for the fucking alcohol.
But yeah, the thing on the 7th, if I can get the parts for the in-car Linux box, and get something basic working, I might be able to bring that down.
Fantastic.
And do a piece on that.
Yeah, and we can fuck around with it. And then
there on the day, see if anyone's got any cool ideas they want to incorporate. Take it to the people.
Well, I'll bring I'll bring popcorn down. I'll see if I can get a USB distro working. If I can get my USB recognition mount drive thing working first on my fucking Debian.
Debian don't like USB.
No. And yeah. Cool.
The beauty of this is if we do get it working, could have two or three different flash memory sticks and have a different OS on each one.
Yeah.
You know,
just to complicate things even more.
Just to make it even more weird. Yep.
Well, you can only have one in there at one time, and make sure that the BIOS actually boots from USB. Otherwise, you're gonna be fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked from square one if it doesn't boot from USB.
Yeah.
But that should be cool. So, excellent.
Mm. I received the dock of. The OpenVPN software thingy.
Oh, nice.
Ionix that he sent me.
Cool.
So I will be researching that. There is no, you know, haste for this because I still haven't got the hardware for the actual fucking server yet.
Yeah, it's kind of a background project that we're going to be running.
And I do want to play around with Debian before I go ahead and install any kind of major server installation of it.
Good stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's see what news I've got. The only
Mario. Sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
The only important news I could find today that really caught my interest was this. Des Lynam to take over Countdown. Former sports presenter Des Lynam is to be the new host of Channel 4's daytime quiz show Countdown.
Ah, right.
That was the only news I could find that interested me in the slightest. No technical news. I mean, Microsoft to 30, that was about it. But Des Lynam and Carol Vorderman.
Cool.
Are they a force to be reckoned with? Or will people constantly remember Richard Whiteley, who was superb in his role? I don't know. Mm. Time will tell.
Yeah. Sorry.
You can tell this is Hacker Voice Radio because, you know, we're talking about Countdown and Des Lynam.
Oh, man. I'm probably as tired as you were last night because you were pretty tired last night's episode.
Yeah, I was fucking knackered, mate. Yeah. I'm starting to pick up now.
Mm.
But all last week, I just found myself dead tired when it came to showtime.
Yeah, I know.
You know, work through the day, there's a couple of hours between work and doing the show, and I'm just kind of, woo, energy level's draining. We do the show, I'm like, I've got nothing.
Yeah. You know? Well, I did notice that, like, straight after the show, you were like, okay, guys, bye.
Yeah, I'm just
usually,
like,
usually stick around, you know, for a while and
piss about on IRC and, you know, talk to people. And
I was like thinking, oh, you must be going through, you know, a situation, you know what I mean? So,
no, it's just been weird tiredness, you know.
Yeah, no, and then, it's fucking hell. Because the problem is like, once you've slept till, once you've been awake till like 2 o'clock in the morning, that tiredness goes on to the next day and the next day and the next day. You never, it kind of just builds up until it's until you get so tired you can't really cope anymore.
Your body clock's out of whack, basically, so you're pretty much fucked up. Yeah. And all I've done after the show this week is go downstairs, watch the telly, and then, you know, get to bed at like 3 or 4am. And I'm down there going, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Mm. But not tired enough to sleep. So then I get like 5 hours sleep before I got to go to work. And like you say, it's a great big roll-on kind of effect. And, I'm feeling all right now.
That's good.
Bit pissed off I've got to work tomorrow, but they'll pay.
I feel your pain. I do feel your pain.
Oh, my pain! Stop feeling it! I'm telling the police! Sorry, my pain is my nickname for my penis. Okay. So I mistook your intention there.
That's a weird fucking nickname. You're a weird person.
I know.
I do not wish to be associated with you anymore.
Anymore, yes. Here's a restraining order, sir.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got a gag order and you got happy.
Is it a ball gag order?
Yeah. Oh, dirty.
I think that's more your thing than mine.
No, fuck off. This thing has gone way out of hand, when you know. It has to be stopped if it, you know, I'm going to have to get the, you know, authorities involved.
Fuzzy Cuffs is going to be on your gravestone, mate.
Oh, I hope not. I hope to disappear without a body found.
What, like Dirty Den?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then resurface 20 years later in the pub you used to own and wank off in front of a webcam.
Really?
That's what Leslie Grantham did.
Is that what he did?
He didn't actually do it in EastEnders. Oh, right. You know, that wasn't part of the character. Yeah. But that's something he was doing in his private life.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
You didn't know? No. It was all over the papers just around the time you came back to EastEnders.
No, I don't follow these kind of things.
Well, I look at the headlines. It's like the Star and the Sun and the Sport, and it's all like, Dirty Den. Oh, wow, what a pun. actor Leslie Grantham, also known as Dirty Den, proves how dirty he is by wanking off in front of a webcam.
Who did he wank off to?
Some girl, I think. So it was having a bit of video cam masturbation thing going on with her. And it was in a theatre where he was in pantomime at the time as Captain Hook.
Mm.
And he had his uniform hanging up behind him with the hook and the wig and the pirate hat and everything. He said, fucking knock it one out. God only knows how they got hold of these images. I assume she sold them to the papers, you know, recorded it to the PC. Mm. Did some screen grabs, something like that, sold it for the cash.
Yeah.
But, God.
God damn.
Yeah. That's some fucked up shit. So, we got any other news tonight? Anything caught your eye?
Well, I managed to get Quake 2 working on Debian, which is quite nice.
Cool.
What else?
Oh, have you seen the trailer for the Doom movie? Starring The Rock.
I know I've heard something about it, but I don't know. What's it about?
It's about the old video game. Doom, obviously. And it's going to be yet another bloody terrible video game to film kind of movies.
Cool.
Such as all the others.
Basically, it's going to be like 16-bit people, pixelated people going around, going in the movie, or is it going to be kind of quality?
Well, that could actually be better than what I saw in the trailer.
Really?
You got The Rock playing the person that you normally play in Doom.
Yeah.
And he leads a bunch of Marines to Mars because there's been scientists there who've been fucking around, and now there's zombies and shit running around a base. Yeah, pretty much Doom. The only cool thing I did see on the trailer was that they shot some of the footage similar. on Mars.
Yeah,
we can't even land a probe there. They're not getting a fucking film crew there. They shot some of the footage kind of like a first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the gun in front of him, and it's like someone running around holding this big rifle, and then a zombie comes out and goes,
Arr.
He swings the gun around and shoots its head off. The trailer focused on that a lot, so I don't know how much of that's going to be in the actual film. It's a cool kind of idea, but I reckon it will get old really, really quick.
Yeah.
You know, if they do it for a couple of minutes, then all the fans of the computer game will go, wow, that's cool, it's just like the old computer game. But if they do it for 30-odd minutes, you know, to try and tell most of the story that way,
exactly,
it's just going to go, oh, fuck.
But like Doom 3 something something, the newest one, it's like a fucking movie in itself, man. It looks so good. The actual in-game graphics are absolutely amazing.
I've never actually played it, Doom 3.
It looks like you know when you were watching like Animatrix. You know that kind of animation, Animatrix.
I'm not entirely sure because
high quality rendering sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the first one. Yeah. Animatrix. Yeah.
That's pretty much what it's like, but in game. Like, man, you're actually playing the game, and that's how good the quality of the graphics are.
Weird.
Yeah.
I didn't play it because I thought it'd scare the shit out of me. Simple as that.
Noob.
I'm getting on a bit now in years.
You need the least heart attack.
I don't need any more stress than I've already got. I don't want to be found sitting here in my pants halfway through a Doom game with headphones on, clutching my heart and the mouse in the other hand.
Sorry, I'm laughing. It's just I can actually picture you doing that.
A pair of knackered old boxers with holes in. Nice.
And like a scrunched up toilet tissue.
Oh, dear. God was wanking over Doom.
Yeah. Oh,
good God.
That's just horrible.
That's a horrible, horrible image you put in my head.
You put in my head?
I started it, but you ran with it. You took it to the end zone.
All right, I took it to the edge. I took it to the extreme. Yeah.
God.
Oh, man. But we did have quite a long discussion last night, didn't we?
After the show,
insane topics.
Nutty stuff. You know, but, drove me to drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Which doesn't take much, really. But
I have to say, Ionix is one crazy nutty guy.
He is, yeah.
He's
cool fella.
Yeah, cool fella. I do have to say, I think he's probably going to listen back to this, so. He's probably very talented in the things that he does, and I don't think he's realised that, or he knows it already, but do you see what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't give himself enough credit for the skills that he has. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I don't have any talent.
I know.
Yeah.
You're preaching to the choir. Yeah. You're a noob. Oh, I didn't mean it.
Guess what I'm actually doing while I'm doing this?
Wanking.
I'm playing Asteroids.
Asteroids?
Yeah.
Keep your mind on the job, buddy.
On Debian. I thought, Asteroids. I haven't played this since I was like fucking 8 years old, man. Oh, fuck, and I'm doing a crap job about it too.
You suck.
Can you imagine if, like, this was the fucking simulator training in NASA? Just, like, a game of Asteroids. Oh, it's spinning out of control. Whoa, 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 whoa. Turn it around. Okay, okay.
UFO, slowly. Get the UFO.
Yeah. Dup, dup, dup.
I fucking hope they give more training than that.
Yeah. Oh, how do I fire missiles? Oh, I don't know. I don't care. Oh, fuck! Off. Right into fucking asteroid. Sorry, Earth. But your hopes have been destroyed.
You are dashed.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think you might be presenting?
If the parts come through for the Linux car box,
yeah,
then and if the installation goes well and I actually have something to show for it, then I might run with that, because I think that would be a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
There's another idea, which is take down a fresh install of Vista and just show it off to people, let them have a piss around with it, because not everyone has access to the early betas and so on.
Sure.
Not something like that.
As elite as you.
Yes, I am the king.
Oh fuck! Just hit another astro. Sorry.
I did have another idea.
Mm-hmm.
Late the other night, but I think
but it was legal.
Yes.
No, it was illegal. We don't want to see you in a cat suit.
It involved a goat and you know,
a ferret in a rubber glove,
and I reckon those things are readily available at the Freemasons Arms. Yeah. Anyway, so who knows.
It involved a sock,
a porn mag,
yeah,
and a very embarrassed public.
Yeah. And some snooker cube. And some snooker balls. Well, you can put some snooker balls in a glove. You can put anything in a glove.
Where are you going with this?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the most lethal weapon is the glove.
Right.
Yeah.
So I put some snooker balls in a glove.
A baseball bat in a glove.
An anvil.
Yeah, exactly. It just... You know, freshens it up a bit.
Why have you got a really big fist? Kapow! That's why.
Yeah.
How about yourself? ideas on presenting things?
Yeah, definitely.
Talks you want to do?
Yeah.
I got them coming out my ass. Hell yeah.
Well, what I'd like to do is think about what people might want to hear.
Yeah.
Which might be a fucking good start. And not just sit there for like, stand up there for like 45 minutes talking about complete bullshit, which is what I expect to be doing. Not to sound so down and impressed on myself.
We still love you.
Yeah. I think it'll probably be about, I don't know, man, something about hacking, and I have to talk to Sapphire, man. I've got absolutely no ideas, to tell you the truth. Although I do have my opening speech, you know, dusted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I was actually inspired by one of the threads on the forum.
Yeah.
Which is basically what hacking means to different people.
Yeah.
I can't remember who started it. I think it was Ionix.
Yeah.
And did a massive post about his thoughts on hacking, his beliefs, and what it means to him personally, and stuff like that. And I thought that would be a cool kind of thing,
sure.
Just to rant on about and talk to people, and it would get a discussion going.
Most
you know.
Definitely.
That's why I've not actually replied to that post, because I thought, you know, I might kind of do that live. We'll have to see.
Sure. Yeah. Why the hell not?
But yeah, I am starting to come up with ideas rather than just,
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, there's a meeting on the 7th.
Scary time when Planet comes up with ideas.
Yep.
Anything could happen.
Be afraid.
Be very afraid. Fear! Fear the planet.
Fear my ideas, for they are perverted.
Yeah. When were they not, eh?
Last time I had a thought that wasn't perverted was when I was 7, I think.
And even that's questionable.
So that was 1952.
Yeah. Well, you're not actually that old, are you?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're not that old, but you... What, you were about 10, something like that, when...
10 years.
10 years old when the thingy came out, the Amstrad and the first BBC...
Oh, when I first started getting into the Atari 800 yeah. XL, doing BASIC on that. That was, either late into the single digits or early into the double digits kind of age. So.
Sure.
Those were the fucking glory days.
Oh, man. I still remember that crap. The way it used to piss me off. No, other things piss me off as much. Sorry.
It's weird how much the world's changed. I was just thinking about it the other day.
I mean, it's
even
just,
Well, just even when the internet started to take off and start to become something that a mass audience was subscribing to.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of like the late 90s, the early 2000s. And then you compare it to... Well, it depends, you know. I mean, the early adopters were in it, the early to mid-90s. And then kind of the mass public got into it during the late 90s when they found out that they could email people all over the world and stuff like that. They could email their relations in the States for free or very close to free because they had the dial-up cost. That's when it really took off for people. And then you compare it to now where it's kind of assumed that every single person on the world has an internet connection. And you got all these blogs and everything. You got people from everywhere, all over the globe, just writing about their thoughts, their ideas, their life, their experiences. It's fucking gone crazy. It's incredible.
It's ridiculous.
You know, it's brilliant. It's beautiful.
Shouldn't be allowed.
But
silence
dirty
these people.
Pictures.
You know what the weirdest thing is? Sorry, do you want to? Did I? Am I cutting you off?
No, just I'll go on for a couple more seconds. Okay. Just that even in the past 3 or 4 years, it has evolved so much. It's now become kind of a massive open journalism kind of thing. And one of the things about the London bombings that we saw was a lot of people taking mobile photo pictures if they're on the scene and everything that they saw if they were near the scene and really stuff like that. And it was on the internet straight away within a couple of minutes what was going on live. From the scene kind of action journalism.
Yeah.
And that is an incredible leap forward for the world. You know, you haven't just got a few big news companies who will do their best to get there as quick as they can. They've got helicopters, they've got vans and shit, and they're going to turn up within 20 minutes. You've got people on the scene who can broadcast to the entire world. This is the truth. This is what happened. I was there.
Yeah.
Now that is incredible. And that's only come in within, like, the last year, last 2 years.
Sure. Where, with the advent of picture phones and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking exciting time to be alive. So,
not a good time
carry
to
on.
Die.
Yeah.
I woke up early today.
Da-na-na-na.
Ba-da.
Sorry, I thought it was a blues song.
No. I woke up early, and... I stuck on BBC Two.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember Demon Headmaster.
No, I was too old for it when that came out. I was like going to fucking work and shit.
Yeah. True. Well, no, I'm just saying Demon Headmaster. I don't know if you if you ever seen it.
No.
But at age, it was like really long time ago. I don't know what age I was when that was on like TV. Anyway. They had an episode where they were all about computers and stuff, and they were all in this—they were all in this internet cafe. Now, this is really, really—it's quite old stuff, but they were talking about like, "Oh, you noob" and stuff.
Really?
It was so funny to hear because they were like, you could see the computer screen, and they were on IRC, and they were going, "Oh yeah, like LOL and stuff." And I was cracking up so hard because I thought, oh man, you know, it's like, god damn. And they were like, oh yeah, I don't know, I'm just new to this, you're going to have to like teach me and like all these phrases and stuff. And he's like, yeah, I'm a newbie. And they were just, they were like, oh yeah, wow, you know, this is so cool because now you can't silence people, everybody has a voice because of the internet. And it was just about the time when the internet was getting really, you know, shit hot.
Yeah.
You had all the internet cafes and stuff, and that was kind of like the cool place to be when actually being a nerd and being a hacker was actually something cool. And it was just so, it was just so cheesy the way it was done, because obviously they were trying to like, they must have spoken to a few like, you know, computer kids and gotten a few phrases from the way they do the research for these episodes or something like that. So it was just funny to hear them talk about these kind of things.
Sounds like they've actually done the research on it.
Yeah, definitely. I was just so amazed when I heard those things.
LOL, bitch.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm done with asteroids. I only got up to level 2.
You suck, Zors. At the asteroid Zors. Do it, Zors.
I'm not as elite Zors as you.
Zors.
Jews. J-O-O.
Fucking leech speak cracks me up.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid. I love people who take it really, really seriously.
Oh yeah. Man, they're just so fucking.
Oh, grow up.
I thought the funniest thing, that the funniest game on this laptop is Tron.
You got Tron on there?
Yeah, I was playing a bit of Tron. Oh man, it's fucking leet. It is, man. You can't get any leeter than Tron. And it's actually really hard. I remember when I was playing it in the arcade years ago. I mean, this stuff is like my dad's age, man.
Mm.
Like 19 fuck knows when. Not even it was like 1970s, 1980s. When did Hackers... No. When did Tron come out?
When did Tron come out?
Yeah.
God knows. I've got a friend who'll know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And his
Tron.
Name is Google.
Tron is a fucking class movie. You know, you've really got to take some sort of hallucinogenic before you watch that film.
I haven't seen that in years.
It just makes the whole experience so much better. Obviously, I'm not condoning the use of...
No use of drugs being condoned here.
Yeah.
Move along, government spies.
Yeah,
not
dear
up to
Belial,
any good.
I took
LSD because of you.
Because you suggested, and now I am stuck in a quantum loop, and I fear the Googlebot spiders.
1982, according to this.
Thought so. Oh, man. I think I was just about to pop out of a womb by that time. I was fucking on Gas Mach 7.
You weren't even a twinkle in your daddy's eye.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember Tron?
I remember it. I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah.
Years.
Oh, yeah,
Friday night is yeah, I've got vague memories of the cinema in this kind of age.
Mm.
Films like Empire Strikes Back and which was 1980.
Uh-huh.
God. And E.T., I can't remember what year that was. I should really have looked that up quietly and pretended to be really knowledgeable, but no, fuck it, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, just being a little kid and being at the movies and stuff, and just like, what? Wow, it's a really big screen and there's stuff on it. Whoa.
Yeah. Oh man, it was good.
Good days. Mm. Good days.
Oh man, I'm
Nostalgia FM.
Yeah. I just. Oh fuck, he's winning! No, you can't. Oh shit, I have to block him off.
Kick his ass, man.
I got him, yes. It's just so weird when you look at it in the Tron kind of view, like when you're playing it now. But when you saw those bikes going and then like zoom zoom,
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, because I remember when things were like this would come out, and you're like, oh, if only it was like in 3D. And I was like thinking up ways in my head, how could you make it 3D? You'd have to like, you know, design every single view and then map them and then like, you know, do this and that. And you'd have to create an architecture for the game and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, oh, I can't wait. You know, like when GTA 2 came out?
Yeah.
Like the first ever Grand Theft Auto. And, you know, I played it for a while and I thought, oh, wouldn't this be really cool if it was in 3D and you could walk around the city and, like, kill people and stuff and, like, just steal the cars. And then the 3D version came out and it was like, oh, wow, so this is what it's like. And it's not actually really that cool.
GTA 3 was ace.
It was, yeah, but, I mean, you get bored after a while.
How can you possibly say anything bad about a game that has Ray Liotta voicing over the main character? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's fucking Henry Hill.
Yeah.
He's a good fella. He's one of us.
Yeah.
Me and a few mates, actually, when we used to play Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
Which was out in the 80s, I can't remember what year, but the old Ghostbusters game, it was fantastic. And we used to play it at my house on the Commodore 64, and we used to play it at my mate's house on Spectrum. Yeah. I used to take the piss out of him because the Spectrum's graphics sucked so much compared to the C64.
but now, it's you can't even compare it, man.
Well, C64 will kick ass forever!
Yeah.
It still lives! And we were just kind of kicking around ideas one afternoon saying, wouldn't it be cool if you could actually see what was going on? And
sure.
You were like seeing through the person's eyes, and this is like the mid 80s or something.
Yeah.
You know, and you could wander around and you could do anything, absolutely anything. Because one of the things in Ghostbusters was that you set up a Ghostbuster franchise in New York, I think it was. So you have to buy a load of money from the bank, and then you have to buy a car, you have to buy all this Ghostbusting equipment. So you're in a lot of debt when you kind of start the game. You have to do all these Ghostbusting jobs and pay it off. And we were saying, oh, wouldn't it be ace if you could wander around the whole of New York? I mean, mid-80s, we had big fucking dreams for the Commodore 64. Wander around the whole of New York in 3D.
Killing people.
Go wherever you want, do whatever you want, and you can break into people's houses and steal the credit cards.
Yeah.
This is because the debt that the game initially puts you in is such a bad thing. You're trying your best just to pay it off. And it's like, yeah, you could steal credit cards and stuff like that. God, we're only little kids coming up with crimes and stuff for fucking computer games.
Evil.
Evil little boys we were.
Yeah.
And we used to light fires in fields and stuff like that.
Oh, don't we know it.
Build dens and hide porn mags in them.
Oh, those were those good old days. Whoa, that was weird.
We used to actually go down the sewer as well.
The what, sorry?
We used to go down the sewer.
Yeah.
There's a big sewer outlet down by the fields. There's a massive big pipe. So all the little kids used to go in there and see how far they dare go.
Sure.
Basically, because there's rats and there's all kinds of shit in there and stuff like that. So we used to go down there and kind of like mark chalk on the wall, see who'd gone the furthest and stuff like that. It's one big running dare for about 10 years. And,
until someone dies.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye.
Yeah.
There's one kid a couple of years older than us. He actually went in there and he says, you know, fuck it, I'm going to beat all of you. I'm not afraid. I'm like, there's rats in there. There's all kinds of weird shit. Do you see that movie where they flushed an alligator down the loo and it grew up in the sewers? Ah, that's down there. He's like, no, I don't give a fuck. So he goes down the sewer and we're waiting at the end of the sewer pipe going, where is he? I can't see him anymore. I can't even see his torch. And then we hear this clank, 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 like up the road.
Yeah.
And we all kind of come out away from the sewer pipe. And he's actually in the middle of the road pushing up a manhole.
Fuck.
He's climbing out of it. Going, I'll beat you, you fuckers!
Fuck
you. Fucking miles.
Fuck's sake.
So, yeah. Just a little story from my past there. You know. Yeah.
That's some crazy fucking kid, man.
Yeah, he is nuts. Was nuts. I don't know if he's still alive.
I know.
Probably
what you
not
mean,
doing stuff like that.
I've got, you know these kind of people, and you're like, shit. You know, I wonder if they're still alive.
whatever happened to them? Yeah, yeah, I've not seen them in like a couple of decades. Weird. He's probably a respectable guy now, married with kids and wears a suit to work and, you know, upstanding citizen, something like that. Oh, he's still down the sewer.
Crazy. Yeah, he's probably still working down the sewer. Oh, man. God, it's so good to have Tron back.
Guess who's back?
Tron is back. Back again. Onid! Ah, fucker! Got me. I love the way, you know, you kind of ride side by side, and then, like, you're just waiting for the other guy to move there for a second, and what's he gonna do? And then, like, you move suddenly to the left, and you have to move to the left, and... Ah, man. See, even with the shittest graphics ever, you can still get a good game out of something.
I thought you were talking about your sex life there for a minute.
No.
You're side to side with the other guy, you know, is he going to move? What's he going to do?
Oh, dear planet.
Cheap joke, I know, but hey, fuck it, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's why we pay you.
Yeah. That reminds me, where's my check?
It's in the post.
It better be.
Yeah.
Or there's no more crap jokes for you. Is that a promise?
Yeah. Ah, fuck. Sorry, I just killed myself there. Oh, man, I do expect the 7th to be good.
Yeah, it should be cool, man.
Yeah, if nothing else, people can play Tron on my laptop.
If all else fails, we'll work it out.
Yeah, exactly.
So to speak. So where are we on time?
1 hour.
Yeah, 1 hour. Jeez, hello.
Shall we close things off?
Yeah, let's wrap it up, bud.
Cool. Oh fuck. Okay.
Any final thoughts?
Don't do drugs. Love your family.
But don't love.
Yeah. Don't.
I stole that from Ionix. Yeah. I gotta say that. Shout out to Ionix. That was his joke.
Yeah. And don't go rooting things you shouldn't.
Yeah. Special message for the Australians listening.
Yeah. Cool.
Good stuff.
Good night.
Take care, people, and we'll see you again.
Yeah.
Probably on Monday.
Most definitely. Oh man, I'm gonna fucking enjoy this break. Seriously, I think I need it. Right, what should we finish off with?
You know what I fancy?
What?
A bit of the Bee Gees.
Oh, fuck off.
Come on.
Can you pick
anything
more?
They were on the radio when I was driving home.
Can you pick anything more obscure?
Staying alive. Give us a bit of that.
Yeah. No.
What do we got?
Got some best of the 80s.
Ooh.
The Cool and the Gang, Get Down on It.
That'll do nicely, yeah. Sir.
Cool. Good night.
Take care.
Tell me. How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Well, I heard all the people saying, get down on it. Come on and get down on it. If you really want it, get down on it. You gotta feel it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Come on and get down on it. Baby, baby. What you gonna do? You gotta get on the groove. If you want your body to move, tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing. it if you really won't take a chance by standing on